Chapter 5 Meditation on the Buddha. Reflection on the qualities of the Buddha. Meditation on the Buddha, or reflective meditation on the qualities of the Buddha, is another supportive meditation. We have already talked about metta meditation. As this is a short retreat, I can only introduce you to meditation technique and ask you to meditate for a short period. This type of reflective meditation is called, in the Pali language, Buddhanusati, which is recollecting the qualities of the Buddha. Buddhanusati. Anusati in the Pali language is a combined word, anu and sati. Anu means again or repeatedly. Sati means mindfulness. We try to be mindful again or to reflect. We often see quite a few people using their rosaries and reciting Arahant, Arahant, Arahant over and over again when they are meditating on the qualities of the Buddha without even having time to contemplate. You have no time to reflect if you keep repeating Araham, Araham, Araham very quickly. What has happened is that the Araham has become a mantra, which it should not be. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa. It's not a mantra. It is something for us to reflect on and be inspired by. The Buddha is a very important person. Here we know only too well that the Dhamma which he has taught has never been personalized. However, his personality is very important because it proved that the highest achievement is within human reach. He was born a human being. He suffered as we suffer. If he did not eat, he felt hungry. If he walked too long, he felt tired. However, since he worked hard, he became enlightened on his own and has become the symbol of human purification, human effort, and human wisdom, the highest achievement in this universe. We are going to focus on that. Buddhanusati is, as described earlier, a reflective meditation. We are supposed to reflect and not chant. When we chant Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa, it is to remind ourselves. When we recite as a group, this is just to make the group uniform. When we chant, it's too fast. It doesn't allow us time to reflect. What you have to do is to spend time to study what Arahato is and what Sammasambuddho is, and to make an effort to reflect on it. This is what is meant by reflection meditation, anusati. It is necessary for everyone to study about the Buddha through books, discussion, or listening to Dhamma talks. One can then start reflecting. The two books about the 9 qualities of the Buddha I would recommend in English are The Buddha, My Refuge by Ajahn Kandipalo and The 9 Qualities of the Buddha by the Most Venerable Balangud Ananda Maitreya from Sri Lanka. Reading them will make your meditation easier. Read and choose the qualities which you are going to contemplate. Reflect on that regularly. You will understand each quality better if you put it in the context of the daily life of an ordinary human being. to which the Buddha once belonged before he developed these qualities. In Theravada country, some people just count the rosary and even become superstitious about this exercise. Among the Theravadins, Burmese use more rosary than any other Buddhist, although using rosary is common in Mahayana countries. The Burmese Buddhists will use the rosary on their birthdays or on just specific days, like, for example, Sundays with a specific number of counting, and for the rest of the week, we get up to whatever mistakes they choose. They certainly give that impression. What people tend to do in Burma or in any other Buddhist countries for that matter nowadays is to use chanting mainly as mantra. In the Shan state, where I come from, some Thai Yai people even tattooed themselves with the word Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa. It's not meant for tattoo, but for reflection. I cannot help but compare such thing with a forced tattooing of the old soldiers from the General Chiang Kai-shek's Chinese Nationalist Army. The soldiers were abandoned by their general, who was defeated by Mao Zedong and fled to Taiwan in 1949. They were later inducted into the People's Liberation Army and were sent to the Korean War. As they were captured, the nationalists infiltrated the camps and persuaded them not to go back to China. Mainland China, when the war ended. When they refused, they were reportedly tattooed by force, proclaiming, "Destroy the communist bandit." The doctrine of anti-communism was not something they seemed to have understood, but the proclamation of anti-communism was tattooed. That served no purpose. You should instead recite the stanza slowly and reflect on it. That is the correct way of practice. What we normally understand as the qualities of the Buddha are described in the following stanza in many discourses of early Buddhism. Itibiso bhagava arahang sama sambuddho vijja jarana sampanno Sukato loka vidu anuttaro purisadama sarati satta deva manasanam buddho bhagava. There are altogether 9 important qualities of the Buddha. In the Pali language, the 9 qualities are: number 1, arahant; number 2, Sammasambuddho; number 3, Vijjacharana Sampanno; number 4, Sukhato; number 5, Lokavidu; number 6, Anuttaro Purisadama Sarati; number 7, Satta Deva Manusana; number 8, Buddho; and 9, Bhagava. In some places, it is said that the qualities of the Buddhas are infinite, and that one can go on and on endlessly reflecting on the qualities of the Buddha. However, all those infinite qualities are included in these 9. As the practice goes on, you become more aware of your emotional shortcomings day by day. Because you see these qualities in the Buddha and not in yourself. But surprisingly, this awareness of your own shortcoming does not depress you. Instead, it will increase in you the faith in the Buddha. you can now become increasingly more flexible with the definition of such quality of the Buddha, because you can relate to the presence of those qualities in the Buddha through their absence in yourself. In other words, the definition of each quality becomes your own, coming from your own heart and no longer the ones you have learned from a book or a talk. Once you start to realize their true meaning in your own context, they become more lively and meaningful. Let us now discuss in brief the 9 qualities in the Pali stanza. Number 1, Arahant. Arahant has several meanings. First, it means that the Buddha has eradicated all defilements. Defilement in plain language means bad thoughts, bad reactions like anger, anxiety, hatred, frustration, stress, depression, ignorance, jealousy, gossip, attachment, dogmatism, and so on. The Buddha had got rid of all this. No defilement means no frustration, no anxiety, no depression, and no any other unwholesome thoughts. Here is how you can relate your daily life experiences to the qualities of the Buddha. When you discover attachment in yourself, you reflect, oh, I have attachment, but the Buddha had no such attachment. When you are disappointed, reflect on the fact that the Buddha had no disappointment. A day hardly goes by without us experiencing stress and frustration in day-to-day life. At work, you often feel agitated. Do not try to justify your agitation. Instead, recall that the Buddha never felt agitated, even in the most difficult circumstances. There were times when the Buddha cannot even convince his pupils. The monks sometimes ignore him. There were occasions when listeners just walked out unconvinced of what was being said by the Buddha. See, for instance, the first sutta in the Majjhima Nikaya. Look at also, for example, the case of Upaka and Radha. It is a great relief and support for us to remember that the Buddha also had to face such situation, but was not hindered by these obstacles in his mission to help people to get rid of suffering. The Buddha was never emotionally disappointed nor frustrated. This is the way to reflect on the qualities of the Buddha. The Buddha inspired us with his qualities because he had got rid of all defilement. He is Arahant. The second meaning of Arahant is one who has no secrets. And the Buddha had no secrets. He had nothing to hide. He was totally open to everybody. There's a story of 4 men who were sitting together and talking. After a while, one got up and left. As soon as that happened, the remaining 3 started gossiping about him, how useless he sometimes was. They were talking behind his back because they wanted to hide what they were seeing from him. Not long after that, another one got up and left. The remaining 2 started talking about him, saying how stupid he was. Then, when the time came for the remaining 2 to part, they suddenly realized that they had been gossiping about the other 2 friends who had left earlier. So they pointed at each other and simultaneously said, "When I leave, don't gossip about me." We all have many secrets, but the Buddha, because of the purity in his life, had none. He was morally pure, pure in his deeds, pure in his verbal action, and pure in his thoughts. even toward those who plotted against him, like Devadatta, his cousin. He did not desire for revenge. If a person has any desire for revenge against another person and is being asked whether he forgives the other person who hurts him, and he answers yes, just to appear magnanimous, then he's just hiding his emotion. It's not true to himself. When we come across people or situations like this, we should reflect on the Buddha's quality of being an Arahant, a person who has surpassed the need for secrecy. A totally open society, that is what the Buddha wanted to see. Not just democratic, but also being totally open and transparent. An Arahant does not mind surrendering his privacy to the community. This will help the members of the community to be open and become close to each other. However, in our case, you can see that we are very resistant to doing so. While repeating the word Arahant, you go on reflecting at the same time, comparing the quality of the Buddha has and you don't have. You may or may not use the rosary, sometimes known in India as mala, is only an instrument to help you to concentrate. There is no superstition attached to it. We see some people choosing the wood to make rosary according to an astrologer's calculation. To make a rosary with that calculation, they feel will help produce a miracle. They have really missed the point of reflecting on the qualities of the Buddha. Quality number 2, Sammasambuddho. Sammasambuddho means to discover and understand fully the Four Noble Truths without any aid from a teacher. The Four Noble Truths that we have read about, heard about, and thought about, but we still have difficulty in understanding them fully. What is dukkha, suffering? What is sammasati, right mindfulness? What is sammasamadhi, right concentration? What is sammāajīva, right livelihood? People still ask about these things and we are still struggling to explain them. I am still not completely clear either. When I think about the teachers who have taught me this thing time and again, and despite all that, I am still not sure about some of them. I am in awe of the intelligence and wisdom of the Buddha. I reflect on how the Buddha discovered all of this by himself, alone without the help of any teacher. He was truly a self-enlightened one. He realized the Four Noble Truths through direct experience. He is the best example of any self-enlightened and self-transformed person. Quality number 3, Vijjajarana Sampanno. Vijjajarana Sampanno is knowledge and conduct or theory and practice. The Buddha is endowed with both theory and practice. He says as he acts, and he does what he says. In this world, there are times when kings and leaders announce and say certain things in public, and before long disclaim them or fail to keep their words and break promises. When you see things like this, you realize how great is the quality of